Another night without sleep. I asked the pathologist on you to check the prints on Macca's wine glass against the prints on the knife that killed Tommy Fenton. I called Watende to see if I could talk him out of turning me in. But his phone was switched off.
Sue! Governor's office, now!
Here it comes. Watende's told him about me and Macca.
So, today's front page. JJ's mum. How cops failed me. Letters page. Police thinking still racist. Leader article. PRPCs. Inept fast-track officers must be exposed. We need to shut them up. Terry, where are you up to with the garage inquiries?
I think we've done all we can.
I don't agree.
Do the garages again.
Yes, sir.
Your interviews were a fiasco. What do you intend to do?
Terry has a theory about the gang dynamic. He reckons the weakest bond is with a girlfriend, Jade.
Get Robinson to fetch her in.
He's off.
Is he?
Food poisoning.
Why was Watende off? Why hadn't he reported me? I had borrowed time. I had to use it well. Jade's phone was switched off. So was her mum's. So was Watende's. The only person willing to speak to me was the pathologist. There was no fingerprint match between Macca's glass and the knife. I went looking for Jade. She wasn't at the salon where she's a trainee. She wasn't at home. 3 missed calls from Macca. I had to stop it.
DCI Craven rushed back to have a cup of tea with her lover.
Macca, I can't see you anymore. I'm sorry.
What's happened?
I've got 2 cases. I can't crack either. I just need to do my job.
So do your job. I love you.
I sneaked out of your bed so I could get your prints tested against the knife. I suspected you were killing Tommy.
Are you serious?
Just for a mad minute.
How could you think that? No one knows what to make of me. I get pity or suspicion or panic or, but you. That is sick. That is sick.
I'd lost it. Judgment, instinct, the lot. As I was parking up, back at work, I saw Watende's car. He jerked his head for me to go over.
Aaron Trent's second DNA test was positive. It looks like he killed himself because he knew we'd get to him. But I wouldn't like to take that to court in case the defence found out you slept with a key witness. Or should that be suspect? I never thought one man could do it.
Macca didn't kill Fenton. I'm not involved with him anymore.
You sabotaged the legendary case.
I know, I've let you down.
That's a grotesque understatement.
I haven't got a leg to stand on. But could you give me a couple of days?
What?
Give me a chance to wrap up the JJ case, then I'll tell the governor everything and hand him my notice.
My dad doesn't speak to me. Just after he came to this country, when he was 19, he got arrested for attempted theft from person or persons unknown. They didn't have to produce any evidence against him. Being black was incriminating enough. He told me not to take this job. The police are the crooks, he said. You can never trust them. I told him he was wrong.
I'm so sorry.
All your shit about integrity and transparency.
I believe it.
You just don't do it.
I guarantee you the satisfaction of seeing me pay for this. But before I do, give me the chance to get something right.
No.
Hello?
Mom, are you nearby? Ian McKenzie's in reception. He says it's important he speaks to you and D.S. Robinson.
It was like old times. We dismantled the smoke alarm and Macca lit up.
Tommy was murdered by 2 people. I came around just for a second. I saw 2 sets of feet running off, then I was out again.
Why didn't you tell anybody?
If I'd let myself be a witness, if it had come out in court about the drugs, I'd have ruined him. Tommy was a hero. I couldn't identify anyone.
Did you hear the stabbing?
No, they'd done it. They were going.
Why are you saying this now?
Because it's time to scrape out the barrel. I was so paranoid at the time that Tommy got killed because of me. That they'd been after me because they knew about me buying drugs on the estate and he got caught in the crossfire. And when they got Michael Chambers and his motive was cast iron and his prints were on the knife, my God, the relief. They got the guy who did it and it's nothing to do with me. Then it all fell apart in court.
And you still kept your mouth shut. You were a coward.
They sent us out on that estate when they knew it was a bomb waiting to go off.
Taking ecstasy before you went to work couldn't have helped.
Tommy dropped half an E 5 hours before we clocked on. He was fine.
Come on!
I'm telling you.
You need to believe that.
It's true. Tommy was fine.
How do you know?
Because the three of us were at my place before the shift.
My God.
We weren't cowards. We were average. Who'd sign up to be hated? They can't recruit to save their lives. So if you're any good, D.S. Robinson, and you seem to think you are, you better stick around, because they need you.
Macca refused a lift home. He wouldn't look at me when I shook his hand.
OK, so, if there were two killers, and Aaron Trent's one, then who was the other? All the way back round to Michael Chambers.
You think so?
Why were Fenton and Mackenzie at your place?
We were friends.
I'll give you 2 days.
Are you serious?
You don't know what my name means.
Where are you going?
I have food poisoning.
I had to get to Jade.
So, I found a garage owner who could identify Frankie Pearson buying petrol, filling up the stolen car. He said another lad was in a second car behind him, waiting.
All four kids had disappeared. People turn up if you wait. I had 48 hours left of my so-called career. I drove to the cafe where Michael Chambers had met us. I didn't deserve to find him there. Aaron committed suicide.
I heard.
I'm so sorry. His DNA was on PC Fenton's jacket. Aaron could go down in history as the man who killed him. We've had good information that PC Fenton was attacked by two people. Michael, the first investigation stitched you up. I'm sorry.
Came today. Show Aaron, read it.
Dear Michael, that night at your place, we were angry
about your mum. We were saying what we would like to do to the police for what they did to her. Roland said to me, "You got no right to talk big because you never do nothing." When he was leaving, he said to me, "Come on, show me." So I went. When we got out on the walkway, we saw two police down below. We could see they were going under the underpass. Roland pushed me off and he jumped. He landed on one cop and he knocked him out. I landed on the other and he got me in a hold and my mouth was pushed in his jacket and I was yelling, and then I felt Roland hold my back and brace up, and then he slammed the knife. Roland didn't touch Fenton. Only me. I didn't know he'd taken the knife from your kitchen.
Roland Palmer was 13. Why did Aaron do what he said?
Aaron was weak and Roland had power. That's why Roland calculated he could get away with leading you back so close to him and still stay safe. Roland was built, he had clothes, he had money.
How?
He was a runner.
Mackenzie bought the drugs off Roland.
Finish it.
Roland told me later it was okay because they were bad coppers. But we couldn't see. It was dark. I know they will find me on that jacket. I know I will get life. Forgive me if you can. Aaron.
Get Roland. Make him pay for what he did.
The Pearson family car was scrapped 2 days ago.
Oh, no.
A bang goes out evidence. But it looks like we're barking up the right tree. Just a sec. Is that... You'll never guess who's just walked past my office.
Who?
I thought he was off sick. Well, Tendy. He's just walked in with Jade.
Well, Tendy sat in interview room with Jade. It was an exam set by him of my worth.
We know JJ suffered an epileptic attack, Jade. A big one. What they call a generalised seizure. Because it shows up on the brain.
For 45 minutes, all my questioning did was help Jade freeze solid.
Also, he bit his tongue really.
Eventually,
I stopped asking and started telling.
There's a little post office in the shop. A man had an epileptic attack at the counter one day. He fell down really slowly.
My shirt stuck to my back. My mouth was dry.
To one side, and he wet himself. And the most distressing thing was the noise he made.
Jade started to blush. Her face grew redder and redder, like her blood wanted to get out of her.
My dad crouched by him, very calm. He did the right thing.
She held her breath until she had to gasp for it.
Shut up and stop. Shut up and stop. Shut up and stop.
And then she said she'd never kicked him. It was the others. All she'd done was stay with the body.
Where?
The Pearsons stored their fruit and veg barrel in a newly built retail unit.
My God. What's that smell?
Bleach, paint. Where's the light?
It was spotless. Nowhere for a trace of JJ to hide.
Little bastards.
Sue!
He opened a cupboard full of spanky new cleaning stuff and a mop. I tipped the bucket to the light. Right at the bottom, flattened against the plastic, was a hair. Longish, black, African Caribbean. It was, in the broadest sense of the word, a party.
Sue?
Terry?
Well done.
Well done you. If you hadn't found the garage...
Hey, could the governor have taken any more credit at the press conference?
No.
Across the room, Rotendi was talking to Stacey from exhibit. He looked over. We raised the glass to the deal we had struck, and I headed for the governor's office. Rotendi is a Tanzanian name. It means... there shall be no revenge.
Yeah.
I gave the governor Aaron Trant's letter and I told him everything. Like Macca said, it was time to scrape out the barrel.
If we use this letter as evidence, Roland Palmer pays for his crime, but Tommy's reputation is ripped to shreds.
And so is yours. Are you asking to be sacked?
I should be sacked.
Well, if I get a letter of resignation from you, so be it. Don't worry about Roland Palmer.
I want to say sorry.
Well, don't accept. You got away with more than you deserve, and you trampled over me to do it. You've set me back years.
I am so sorry.
Bye, Susie.
I've written a letter of resignation.
Right. Have you? Have you posted it? No. You're lost to it, you are. You won't post it, you know.
Macca's a fundamentalist. He's clever and impassioned and judgmental. I knew that. What I didn't get, till I lost him, is he's the person I admire most. Frankie Pearson and Alex Tomlinson were charged with the murder of J.J. Green.
Michael Chambers received compensation and a formal apology for the accidental death of his mother.
Roland Palmer's 10-year sentence for GBH has been increased indefinitely. Following a misconduct.
Detective Chief Inspector Sue Craven continues to work for the Greater Manchester Police Force.
No one has been charged with the murder of PC Fenton.